Our scripture reading for today comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, verses 7 through 13. I am going to be sharing with you today from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible. We have the new Revised Standard Versions that we use from week to week. So if you want to follow along, you're welcome to, but you're going to find a little bit of change in the wording. This is what is most familiar to us, as Jesus taught folks so long ago to pray the Lord's Prayer. So won't you listen for the Word of God to you? And in praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. May God bless this reading of his holy word to us today. Won't you pray with me? Oh Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So how many times in your life have you said the Lord's Prayer? Too many to count, right? And if you're like most of us, the words just kind of spill out of your mouth in a comfortable way, in a familiar way. And we like how we say the same words all together, and it connects us. They connect us to Jesus and how he taught his disciples to pray. And they connect us to the way Jesus was a real person on this earth, and he connected with real people. I've kind of nailed it, right? All of that is good stuff. There's nothing bad in thinking of the Lord's Prayer that way, but have you ever really reflected on the words that we say? We say them time and time again. And that's what I want to do for a three-week series or so as we end our summer and then we get into our fall program. I want to look at what I call the big three in the Lord's Prayer. And the big three, I am calling that, begin all with strong, bold, direct words. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debtors, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And first of all, as we get into this, I want to look at how strong those words are. You know, those among you who are really into grammar, or maybe others of us also, we remember back when we learned about grammar and we learned about the imperative mood. The imperative mood, it's sort of that direct, commanding way. The imperative mood is when we tell a child, go to your room. The imperative mood is maybe when Now, I know this might maybe happen in my house when you're busy, you're making dinner, there's a lot to do, and you go to your spouse and say, open this jar for me, or set the table. That's the imperative mood. And so here we have those forms being used as a way of directing our thoughts and our reflection and our prayer to God. Doesn't that sound a little audacious? Doesn't that sound a little bold? So decisive. You know, it's that thou shalt in the language world. Be this direct with God. Give. Forgive. Lead me not. Deliver me. All sort of with exclamation points, you know, after each. Think of it this way, okay? We are bold when it's important to uphold something that is extremely, extremely important to us, something that's most important to us. And it's not Jesus saying, pray so boldly in this way because you, Frank, you, Mary, you, Jane, you, John, you absolutely need to know how important what you're asking is in relation to your entire life. That astounding directness, right, has not so much to do with, hey, God, you just have to do this for me right now. And we say that like with a stomp in our foot. It's not as much as that as it is a way of saying with utter directness, I acknowledge what I need. Something you already know that I need. I also acknowledge it's easy for me to be a little late to the table with important stuff. And so I'm stepping in here boldly, in here with my entire life, and I'm remembering the important stuff. And while this important stuff is always and forever important to you, maybe it's not always and forever as important to me. So, with that as a general introduction to those big three that I want to talk about in the Lord's Prayer, I would love for us to think about this whole series that I am doing, this end of the summer series, in which we're going to look at the big three requests. We're going to look at what we are saying and how, and this is really important, how what we are saying keeps us honest. Keeps us honest with what need to be the essential core, front and center desires we acknowledge in our hearts with God. So today I'm specifically talking about this first, bold desire. Okay? Give us this day our daily bread. Now I have to introduce this part of the prayer with a silly story. A silly story was told to me by a clergy friend, so I'll just blame that clergy friend for telling it to me. After watching sales drop off for 3 straight months at Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders, think of him as calling up the Pope and asking for a favor. The Pope says, what can I do for you? The Colonel says, I need you to change the words of the Lord's Prayer from give us this day our daily bread to give us this day our daily chicken. If you do, I'll donate, $1 million to the wonderful charities that you are involved in. Well, the Pope replies, I'm sorry, this is the Lord's Prayer. I cannot change the words. Colonel hangs up. After another month of dismal sales, he calls up the Pope and says, will you reconsider? Can you change the words in the Lord's Prayer from give us this day our daily bread to give us this day our daily chicken? I will donate $2, $3, or $4, or $10 million, name your price, to the wonderful charities and the causes that you want. Pope says, Church could do a lot with this kind of money. It would help and support many wonderful charities, but I must decline. It is the Lord's Prayer. I cannot change the words. Colonel gives up. 2 more months of terrible sales. Gets desperate. He strokes his long gray beard. Calls the Pope. This is my final offer, Your Excellency. If you change the words of the Lord's Prayer from give us this day our daily bread to give us this day our daily chicken, how about I'll donate $2 billion? The Pope replies, let me get back to you. Of course, this is what a Pope would do, but play along with me. So the next day, the Pope calls all the cardinals and the bishops together, and he says, I have some good news, I have some bad news. The good news is that KFC is going to donate $2 billion to our favorite charities. The bad news is that we lost the Wonder Bread account. We pray in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. But what are we talking about, real bread here? What is that, the nature of that bread? Or is what we are talking about that which fills our souls? Or is it somehow both? We have many, many forms of hunger. Remember the slogan of Wonder Bread? Some of us remember Wonder Bread being advertised all over the place. Helps build strong bodies in 12 ways. Well, maybe that was also a little bit of fake news going on there. I don't know. My mom had this thing about never buying Wonder Bread. But, we know that bread, when we speak about it in the Lord's Prayer, it's actually, we're praying for strength, right? We are praying for strength. However, that strength comes to us in our lives. And maybe we are praying for strength in the form of what actually does fill our bodies, right? What fills our stomachs. How can that be? Well, I happen to think that when it comes to spiritual nurturing and filling, and it comes to physical nurturing and filling, this reference to bread does not exclude either type. It doesn't. Both certainly go hand in hand. When our stomachs are growling, and there is desperate need, and there's the fear of becoming skin and bones. Nobody has on their minds and their hearts, I need some spiritual bread from a heavenly realm. And did not Jesus himself make sure that people had food to eat in the feeding of the 5,000? If they weren't physically fed, how would they be spiritually fed? If we think about this as God wanting actual bodies to be fed, we have to focus on one very important word. Give us this day our daily bread. It's not give me this day my daily bread. It's give us this day our daily bread. And so when we pray that, we're not excluding anyone. Who are we excluding in that? Us? And could it be that we are actually praying within that prayer for those for whom hunger is an incredibly difficult issue in their lives? When I pray, give us this day our daily bread, I have to think long and hard about my North American context with the richness of physical nourishment available to me for a whole host of reasons. And I really never had a strong part in many ways in why it is available to me. We may think, we have We have earned income. We have the ability to buy our bread. But think of all those things that have to come into play and coalesce and be there for those of us that aren't hungry at night. I mean, everything from not having flooding, okay, for farmers that then we get the food from, or natural disasters. Who heard about Sierra Leone recently in the mudslide? Incredible, right? Incredible. Okay. So when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, I'm going to suggest to you that we're also keeping in mind some statistics. I mean, if you think about it, and you can look this up for yourself, it's amazing that we are one of the world's countries that produces the most food, and yet 42 million people in our country are hungry, 13 million of them children, 5.4 million senior citizens are in need, don't have enough to eat. Okay. If I am praying for the filling of real tummies, desperate for real food, I have to understand that this prayer with the word us in there is a way of asking, give me the concern and the wherewithal to do whatever I can to help others eat when I have more than I need and they have less than they need. It's all because of that little word us. And when Jesus was about making sure that people were fed in the feeding of the 5,000 story, remember what they did? They passed baskets of food around. So folks took only what they need, presumably, so that others could have what they need as well. Such sharing is part of the miracle of that story. So as I said, there are different types of hunger. Clearly, give us this day our daily bread is praying also for the feeding of spiritual nourishment. And in this case, I want to focus on that word daily. That word daily. We get that physically eating is a daily thing. How many of you have gone about fasting lately just because you think, oh, I'll try fasting? You know, I can't go a day without eating right. And I'm starting to feel like, I don't know, I'm getting sick. So eating is daily. I'm not talking theoretically here. I'm talking about in real life. How do we feel then about spiritual nourishment being a daily, daily thing? Let's use another example. What else do we need to do daily? We breathe daily. No one among us would ever say something like this. I really did a lot of breathing yesterday. I'm good today. I'm really good when it comes to taking in air. I remember those really deep breaths I had, you know, good deep breaths. It was great to take breathing so seriously. And you know, I'm looking forward to the next time when I'm probably going to take breathing seriously, because I do a lot of it, in fact, on Sunday morning. A really great time to really concentrate on breathing and be with others who breathe too. Nonsense. It's nothing other than a daily thing. It's nothing other than a daily thing that we need to receive our spiritual nourishment in our hearts and in our minds. And the one for whom holds us, the one that holds us, the one who sees us as our lives being eternally precious, who gives and gives and gives out of a sustaining abundance with a generosity beyond our wildest imaginations, does so daily. Daily. Just imagine, also, I'm asking you to use your imaginations a lot today. Just imagine our God, the one in whom we live and move and have our very being, who has a generosity above our wildest imagination and who cares for us as if we were everything that our Creator wanted to care for. That strong is God's love. Just imagine having this kind of perspective. Okay, Barbara, I have for you so much. Last Wednesday, did you notice you abided in my love and found strength to love others in the way I called you? Now, I felt like you were doing okay on your own on Thursday and Friday. Oh, Saturday I helped you along for 5 minutes. Did you notice then I was there for you on Sunday? Well, we just have our standing appointment. I mean, really, what kind of God would that be? Yeah. So, give us this day our daily bread means something true. Something life-giving we are given each and every day, because that's who God is. And our job is to be aware and grateful receivers, and to think about what that is in terms of a dailiness and not hold that dailiness at a distance. So how's it going for you? Do you embrace that dailiness in your life? You know how your doctor might ask you certain questions and you think, well, that's pretty personal. And your doctor says, well, I have to ask these questions. I'm your minister. I have to ask these kinds of questions. And frankly, shame on me if I don't. Give us this day our daily bread. It's all about a world of stuff, right? It's about what gives us strength physically, what gives us strength spiritually, what gives us strength in an undying way. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Ever-living God, we thank you for the strength that we receive from you in all the forms that it takes. And most of all, help us do what we can so that others may not be so desperate because of their physical hunger. Help us remember it's up to us to share. And help us also remember the daily nature of the spiritual nurturance that we receive from you. This we pray this day and always. Amen.